Welcome back. It's your favorite podcast, Herbie House, a safe space for bad bitchery, self-discovery. And this is episode 50. That's 50. Can you believe this shit?
I can't.
Have y'all been with us for 50 episodes? Because that's crazy.
It's a lot.
That's pretty insane. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, having a podcast feels like you're talking to a wall. And there's nobody, but then I go on the Discord or I jump on the Patreon and I see comments. I'm like, okay, great. We're all here together. It's okay. But there are, you know, there's been times when we're like, should we keep doing this podcast? And then we see your comments and we have these rich conversations and we're like, okay, yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
So
also, I got the Coachella bug. First time going to Coachella last week.
Woo woo!
That was fun. Hell of a production, but
yo,
of course.
We went to our first festival.
Not our first festival.
I want to say that Coachella felt like the first festival for me because I have never seen anything like it.
It is a hell of a production. It is pretty wild.
It was pretty insane, y'all. And to see like basically the Disneyland of live music.
Yeah.
Was such a treat. And of course, I love the fashion. I love the culture. And it's basically this the culmination of all the coolest things, right? Some things are like too cool, way too cool. And some things are like bands I'd never heard of that I'm now like a huge fan of.
Have you guys heard of Clowncore?
Nick's favorite was Clowncore. So that's great.
Wow. Buckle up. If you want to check out something that's going to get your brain tingling.
I love Brittany Howard. So she's from Alabama Shakes, if you guys have heard of that band. She's got her own solo project and it was beautiful. I saw Tinashe, who was amazing, and Doja Cat was my hands down favorite. Enough about Coachella. We could talk about it for days. It was beautiful.
But I got a cold.
But
so
Nick
if
got
I'm
a cold.
Sniffling and stuff, then, you know, that's
yes.
Why. Don't worry about it.
And that's okay because we have the solution for you today, Jedi.
It's a safe space.
Today's safe space topic is, drum roll, law of attraction. I don't know if I'm going to call this episode law of attraction or if I'm going to call it follow the good thought. Because I have recently come across, now I don't know why, it's taken me so long to read this book, but The Vortex book by Abraham Hicks. Now, we have a lot to cover. If you're watching on the Patreon, we are showing the book and we're showing this really fun jacket I have. And Gary, my dog, is sitting right behind me and we are the same. I'm a furry little reddish brown poof and he is the same. So it's really cute. But I've been into Abraham Hicks. I know a lot of you listeners have been into Abraham Hicks. This, I've never picked up one of the books though, okay? And her name is actually Esther. And her husband, Jerry, and her used to go around the country in their $2 million tour bus and talk their shit. But basically, Esther is channeling a collective being. I have a better explanation of this coming up in this episode. But if you want to stick around for people channeling extraterrestrial beings and giving you the most helpful tips I've experienced in life so far, that's what this is going to be. And as far as I've learned is that my spiritual path has just been me having to turn on this observation character in my mind and to be able to look inward and have compassion and patience and self-love at all times.
So why is this hitting you so hard now? Because this is not necessarily new information for you.
And he's saying, why is this hitting you so hard? Because look at all these notes that I've been taking already in this book.
It's been hitting her hard.
I don't know about y'all, but this eclipse season and all this stuff has felt so spicy. And I feel like I'm changing so much. I'm sure it's also like getting older and like having my career evolve into like this touring artist. Like that's changed a lot of my perspective. I'm starting to dig into some of these topics that we have explored together here on Herbie House. And I just continue to learn so much about myself. And it almost feels overwhelming at times. Like,
it is.
I don't know what the fuck to focus on. Do y'all feel this? I feel like I don't know what to focus on. And this book, The Vortex book, which, again, if you listen to my Good Morning Meditation on the Woman album, which I know a lot of you do, some of you even set it as your alarm clock for the morning. That is so smart. It was very heavily inspired by Abraham Hicks and some of the things that Esther says really resonated with me. But this book particularly, at least as you can see, the first 30% of this book has been all about choosing the good feeling thought as opposed to choosing to kind of spiral into the bad thoughts. And the fact that we have control over our experience as creators, we need your art. You artists that are listening, like we are wizards. We are witches and wizards. And I wanted one thing, if I could focus on one goddamn thing that could help keep me in the momentum of feeling good and manifesting my dream life. This is it. This hit me really hard this week. And so I thought we need to bring it to the podcast because we're wanting to share with you. We want to be really transparent with what we're actually going through. And this was a big one for me. So, of course, it came down to like manifesting and law of attraction and all these like coiny terms from the spiritual universe. So we're going to start with the definition, like we always do. Law of attraction is a philosophy suggesting that positive thoughts bring positive results into a person's life while negative thoughts bring negative outcomes. That's like that's the official definition.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, we spend all this time worried about like, you remember that book, The Secret?
Yeah, right.
When The Secret came out, it was so mysterious. Like you had to go to Barnes & Noble and buy the book for $30 or whatever and try to understand what the teachings were. It's like, no, this information should be free to everyone. This should be taught in schools, like the way that it's already affected me this week. I spent 2 days, y'all, focused on choosing the good feeling thought instead of the one that maybe doesn't feel as good. And I had like an unexpected check come in the mail. And it was just like a specific check. It wasn't just like, oh, how much money was it? Whatever. It was like the number added up to 11. It was specifically a check to compensate me for a specific thing that I did. And I felt directly communicated with. It was just beautiful. And I just feel way fucking better when I live by this one thing that we're going to talk about on this podcast, okay? So the good morning meditation is already on these vibes. We're going to dig deeper into this today because we did a really fun manifestation episode back in the day. I just think it's even more simple than that. I think it's really just about choosing the good thought. And I want to talk to you guys about how we do that. So the book The Secret made this famous. The Abraham Hicks situation, okay, it's a group consciousness that Esther is channeling. I honestly don't give a fuck where it comes from. I'm just grateful that this information has changed my life, you know, and this episode's probably going to just be like a spark notes of the first third of this book. That's probably...
Is that how far you are?
It's profound. Yeah, I got about a third of the way through.
I just started it too.
It's amazing. And you know how we were talking last week about breakups and like how relationships, because look at this as where the law of attraction assembles all cooperative relationships. It's literally like, how do we deal with the contrast of being on Earth and dealing with other people and other humans and souls and beings that we don't agree with sometimes, right? And it all comes down to feeling good or not feeling good. So, all right, so let me start from the top. Here's the deal. There is an external non-physical you that we've been talking about a lot in this podcast. Some people call it the higher self. Some people call it source. Some people call it God, goddess. It's like this entity that we are all connected to that yearns to expand all the time. I feel like it's the ultimate creative force in the universe, and we are it, okay? This non-physical you, this like higher being that's always there, always aware, it was there before you were born, and it will be there even when your body decides to leave us, right? Is endlessly creating. And that entity apparently decided to come to Earth, right? As a it wanted to manifest physically. We are literally a manifestation of God. Isn't that such an interesting way to look at it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Decided to come to Earth because Earth is, like we've said before, it's a classroom, it's a school, it's like the most dense, although I don't want to look at it as dense because this book has given me a different perspective to choose. What if Earth is the leading edge for being a creative artist? What if this is the place to be, bitch? What if we came here because we were like, yo, we are going to get bonus points, extra credit. We're going to be able to create the most lavish, creations here on Earth. And it's going to be so delicious and so satisfying. It's going to be like a buffet of experiences, relationships, and contrast, which Abraham Hicks uses contrast a lot. It's just like challenging shit, right? Contrast is like, ah. And those situations are going to cause us to choose. This is where the choice comes in. You either can choose the ones that make you feel good or choose the ones that don't feel as good to try to appease others. So this is where the people pleasing comes in. This is why it's kind of blowing my mind right now. So those experiences and relationships and contrast situations are causing us to expand. And when we came here, apparently we didn't even think it was going to be difficult. We weren't even concerned with the hardship of Earth. We saw it as like a place to be super joyous in our expansion project, right? We're out here in our buffet choosing the details. Like when somebody does something you don't like, you don't like continue to focus on that. You say, oh, thank you so much. Here's what I'm going to do instead. And that's what this whole thing is about. We're not supposed to try to control people and get them to change. Like, we just live our adventure. That this planet is big enough for all of us to choose our own shit.
Yeah, for me, I'm only like a little bit through it, but for all the other books, it's all, you cannot control, the only thing you can control, it's like you try to understand your own relationship with yourself. And then once that is good, then you can go out to the world. And it's kind of like, I feel like that's the same, because well, like with us too, and maybe it's because your upbringing, maybe it's because of who knows, but you being able to want to control other people or control the world or control whatever is like A, exhausting. Yes. And be like, not going to fucking work. That's not going to happen. It's a losing game. And it's just going to make you frustrated and upset and then sick and whatever. So it's, and that is a law of the universe. Like, you do have to always, if you actually want to be successful in this, you have to go in. You have to go inward.
You have to. So let's dig into more of that, because that is delicious. The way that we make these choices, right, is by giving attention to something. So it's either through your thoughts or your focus. You are putting energy into it. Your participation in this thing, whether you like it or you don't like it, okay? The universe doesn't care. Your participation begins to summon all of the, like, it starts to put a manifestation together. So that's why it's so clutch for us to know our inner self, because remember that higher self I was talking about? They're always communicating with you, but you have to know, you have to be able to feel, your feelings will tell you.
Be quiet enough to hear it.
If something feels good to you or not, that's the only way, it's either yes or no. It's a yes or no. I know Oprah says this all the time, like if it's not a resounding yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
It's such a subtle thing, y'all, but it's so fucking simple. So as you know, with the law of attraction, like attracts like. So if you're really upset about some political climate thing and you're like, oh my God, I'm following this political stuff and it's really, you're actually giving energy to it and causing it to expand. If you really love puppies and you just spend all your time watching puppy videos and you're researching dogs and you're like, oh, I want to get a dog, like eventually you're probably going to end up with a dog because that's where your energy is gone. You've basically voted for it. So that inner world that Jedi was talking about is the guidance system that Abraham Hicks talks about. I talk about in my Good Morning Meditation. But the guidance system literally connects you to who you really are. How you feel in any moment is a little ding ding, like a message for you to follow. And it's when we choose not to follow it in order to appease other people who aren't connected with their guidance systems, that we all feel like shit. That's the idea. And it's scary. It's like somebody had a great question about, oh, my parents want to control me. And it's like, it makes logical sense that we see people, like our parents see something we're doing that they don't like and they want to control us. But that comes from fear and from feeling bad, which means you're just going to get more like attracts like. So what your parents don't know is they're just going to continue to get more behaviors that they don't like. So you have to, even them, you know, and we can't force anybody to do anything, which is why we have this podcast, because we're like, let's at least start talking about this. This is kind of profound. Because we came into this world feeling good. I guess as babies, you're just kind of like, wow. And then you start to inherit some of those bad feelings and those fear-based beliefs from your family. And it makes sense why we become people pleasers, because you're like, well, I don't want them to feel bad. It feels bad to me, so I'm going to do what I need to do to get everybody to feel good. But you're betraying yourself in the process.
Well, and it could take a long time to even understand that that's what's happening.
Yes.
I think everything starts at the self-observation, because if you don't even know what you're experiencing, you don't even know what to do with it. So, you know, you got to get a roadmap of what's going on. But if everybody else's energies, it's your parents or whatever, is wild, and that's the thing that's throwing you off, it's going to take a while for you to just be able to observe that that's what it is, and then be able to understand, okay, well, that's not you.
That's not who you really are.
That's so you. They can do their thing, and you're not going to be able to control them doing their thing.
I think this is the definition of anxiety. This is the definition of depression. This is like any of those mental struggles that we experience are from us betraying our guidance system, us getting off track of what we really, who we really are and what feels good to us. And we were sent here to be an expression that's so unique and so special that our higher self, I know it sounds like, oh, this God energy, this source energy is evil. It's like, no, bro, this is why we came. And apparently once we leave the earth too, we realize, oh, it was just a, you know, just this blip of time and like this game.
Wasn't that serious at all.
It wasn't that serious at all. So over time anyway, you're the disapproval of your parents feels uncomfortable, and you become accustomed to the disempowerment, and you begin looking to not only your parents but everybody else for approval. And this is how I landed in my 20s, in the decade of my 20s. I was like, damn, that, I mean, nobody was out here trying to tell me, hey, queen, like, you can do you. They say that, right? Like, in like cute little internet memes, but it's like
my coffee cup.
Oh my, come on, coffee mug says it. But it's like getting there is something else. And it's so, so simple. So the way back to ourselves is through one feeling at a time, one thought at a time. To achieve happiness and satisfaction, you have to create alignment between yourself and that higher source, you. So once you guys are in communication, apparently everything gets way easier, right? So you start
haven't
listening.
Haven't gotten there yet.
And it's scary. Like, I started doing it this week. I just went for a walk. Like, right after I read this, I binged this book and I went for a walk. And usually I don't love going for a walk. It's just like, I'm not a physical movement person. But I was like listening to my inner conversation and my thoughts. And I was like, what if I choose to not feel bad about the physical movement that makes me feel my body uncomfortable? And what if I notice like how the air feels on my face? What if I noticed instead what things are available to me that make me feel good instead? And the whole walk, I did that. And y'all, what happens is you get a momentum going where you're like, damn, I love the wind on my face. Damn, I love the way that donut shop sign looks. I need to take a picture of that and use that in my graphic design later when I'm working, you know, at the house. You know, I love the sound of like kids laughing in the park. I like, you know, you start to find those good feelings and then you tend to only feel those, but it took work.
It takes focus.
Yo.
Because like what is also, you know, happening is like, oh, my back is a little sore. My knee hurts. My socks are sweaty. Whatever it is, you know, my dog is pulling too much. My wrist hurts. Those things may also be in your experience, but if you don't focus on, there are other things available that you can focus on, then those get turned down.
It's almost like, what is the positive version of my wrist hurting? And it's like, oh, I'm glad that I have a wrist.
My other wrist feels good.
And I developed this, you know, this technique with the dog leash that's just so cool. I'm so smart. I love my brain. I love how my body works. So it's interesting. It's like you have to almost be delusionally positive. And that's what they mean when they're like, oh, optimist versus pessimist. It's like, you do get what you think. And who is going to police those thoughts? Only you. So I was shook about this. I wanted to talk about it and see if any of y'all have tried this. If you haven't tried this, like, let me know how this goes. So one thought at a time, we're focusing on good feelings. We're finding them. We're literally seeking them out. And the feelings that I was looking for was like happy, passionate is another one that's like pretty nice. Loving obviously is beautiful, and eagerness. I found that was a nice like gateway out of like the bad feelings, which have more of like the, like we were saying, the
contraction versus expansion.
Yeah. So eagerness is cool. It's like if you can work yourself up to being excited about any random thing, like that helps a lot. Whew. Yeah, this topic is crazy.
It's cool.
I think also if I had to choose one theory to focus on in your spiritual journey, it's like choosing the good thought versus the bad feeling thought. And we went to like a little high school choir concert today for my cousin, and they were singing Think of a Happy Thing. It's from the Peter Pan, right?
I think it's Peter Pan, yeah.
Every happy little thought. Like there's Disney songs where they're literally telling you this.
Because that's how they fly in the movie, right?
Well, you need Tinkerbell to put dust on you, but yes.
Fucking Tinkerbell.
But the happy thought is the key to flying, bitch. That's so cool. So, so cool. And then Jedi said something really important. He said, well, what about letting go and surrender? Because that's been a game changer.
Yeah. So, well, it's like, well, how do you not choose the negative thought when there are so much and you know, your brain can be programmed to be blah, 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 whatever, right? So it is a lot of, at least for me, you have to be willing to surrender those.
Yeah.
To see the other one. Because otherwise, if you hang on to it, it doesn't release. You
yes.
know what I mean?
And that was, because I was like, well, the letting go thing was pivotal for us. And what I realized is when you're choosing to feel good, continuing to look backwards at those difficult contrasting experiences that caused you to make this good, choose the good thought instead. If you choose to go backwards and look at those and ruminate on those, that's what you got to let go of, because that's going to just hold you back. That's going to keep you in opposition to your new trajectory.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to be able to get the motivation to manifest the new bad bitch that you want to be if you're still holding on to those old things. So that's where I thought the letting go really came into play. It just works so seamlessly into this whole idea.
They're the same thing in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, the letting go is the trying to get to zero. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Trying to get back to the level, get to sea level where you can then say, oh, now I can actually look at the positive thought here.
Going back to the family thing, because I do think that's a spicy ass topic. If you can let go of your vivid awareness of like these difficult people, right? If you can, like, you have like this brilliant mind where you're just chronically aware of all the problems. If you're able to let go of those, then choose the good feelings. I think that's the turning point.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so simple. It drives me crazy, but that's it, y'all.
You are not choosing the happy thought.
I am not. I can't find a romantic partner. Like, you need to indulge in something else completely that brings you joy. You can't be focused on, oh, I haven't found a boyfriend. You have to be like, oh my God, I love Disneyland. And you have to become obsessed with it. You know, maybe for you, it's like making candles, or we always offer these other creative ideas. You have to stop focusing on not having the thing. You're just delaying it. Right? It's okay, babe. You can't make the wrong choice. Like, you're not going to not get a boyfriend, but it's like, you see what I'm saying? That's that little moment, and I'm using my fingers to illustrate this on the video, is the turning point.
And everybody's had this happen to varying degrees too. And it's still like, look, we're saying this shit because we still get caught in it constantly.
Yes.
But like, boy likes girl, is obsessed with girl, right? And she's like, you don't stop. And she's like, get away from me. And then boy starts dating other girl. Suddenly girl becomes interested in boy. So that is also a fundamental law of the universe too, where if you are constantly smothering something, it's going to be like, dude, back, like, stop. Yeah. And then when you're like, okay, you know, whatever.
And the reason is because you're focused on not having it.
Yeah.
There's like this part of you that has to be so delusional that you're like, I already have a boyfriend. Got it.
Sure, delusional, yeah, but it's also like letting go of the need for anything external beyond yourself.
That too. Whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Ultimately. And that's what everybody says it brings you to enlightenment at the end of the day, whether you want to or not.
Insane.
Just you and yourself.
Another thing that this book said in the intro that just like blew my titties off was you can't be critical of huge success and achieve it. You can't achieve huge success while at the same time being critical of somebody else's huge success. I was like, damn. Because I was raised to think that the rich get richer by keeping money away from other people. The rich get, like, if, like, it's selfish to be rich, because, like, then there's going to be people that are extremely poor, right? Which I'm sure you could find some numbers and equations to point to.
Yeah, and these days, back then it was, like, not even a 15th of what it is now.
And we've talked about that. Like the wealth disparity is crazy.
We've never had anything close to it before.
It's like, I don't even want to get into the numbers. But anyway, you get what we're saying, right? You know that we're in integrity here. We're not trying to say, yeah, fuck everybody. Like, just get rich. No. But I was afraid to be wealthy because I thought it was wrong, right? And I want you to like see if you have this in you because I was shocked to find this. Perhaps they teach us this so that we don't try to get wealthy. I don't know. But he was using an example. Jerry Hicks was saying like he wanted a luxury vehicle and he felt bad about wanting a luxury car. And he was like, no, if I buy a luxury car, like I'm redistributing my money down to like thousands of people who put their time and energy into making this car. Some of them are rich. Some of them are on their way to being rich. And there's some who never intend to be rich. And there's some who believe that being rich will restrict others from it. Like, right? So there'll be people like that think the way I did.
Yeah.
They all have the option of expanding their joy. That's like somewhat of a choice. And I was like, okay, I never thought of it that way, Jerry. Right? It's very interesting because like they say you got to spend money to make money. And so putting your money back into the economy and letting it...
I know. I have a lot of opinions on that.
I know.
But in theory, yes, that should be accurate.
All right. Well, that's a conflicting... We're not really sure how we feel about that. But well, I was like, that's a fascinating... I don't think that way.
As a general rule, I think it's positive. You know, what's happening now is people are just keeping it and they're like, fuck everybody else. They're finding ways that they could just like... not pay other people to do things.
Right.
So, you know, but I think in general, the concept of the expansion in that is good.
Should be correct. Right. I'm not saying like go buy 30 luxury cars, right? Because we're talking about billionaires versus even millionaires is a gigantic leap.
And we've said this before. How many seconds?
Yeah.
How long is a million seconds versus how long a billion seconds is?
Right. It's like 3 days versus I think 30 years or something.
I think a million seconds is 11 days and a billion seconds is like 34 years.
Yeah. So there's the gap for you.
There's the gap.
So that we're not talking about billionaires. Like, no, not going to have that conversation. But for normal people who are living their daily life and like especially a lot of people in this country struggling to make a basic ass wage, it's like, yo, that should not be the case.
Right.
I think we agree on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what they're saying is the world is big enough for everyone to create their desires.
Yeah.
And we don't have business hindering the desires of others. You have to let people believe and do what they're going to do. And that's why it all comes back to you, babe, choosing the good thought versus the one that makes you feel not so good. That's what it is. You have to focus on what brings you good feelings. The basis of expanding and creating is contrast, right? Even artists who make art, that everybody's an artist, but artists that make things that we can see that are art, they made that because they saw something that inspired them to do so, right? And you're not directly copying it. You're like, oh, there's something about that Picasso that I like, but I would do it differently. And you do. And that's what life is about. So the basis of expansion is that contrast. It's like the buffet of difficult things that we're not choosing. We're choosing the good ones. And without that, we actually cease to exist, according to the deep philosophies in this book. So, yeah.
It's like Back to the Future.
It's like Back to the Future. So another thing that I found quite interesting in this book, because of my Christian upbringing, was this idea that we need to figure out what the very best way of life is and force everybody else or convince everybody else to, you know, find a way to get everybody on the same page. And I don't think that's true, y'all. I think this book has opened my mind. Because I was like, yeah, we need to get everybody to be into this and this kind of food and this kind of diet.
See, in this,
I'm still trying to control people, and I think that's my Christian upbringing.
It might be. But it's also, it's the... there's probably a better way to say this. This is what happens when you are early, when you just learn something new, right? Yeah. You go from like, no, whatever. And then you learn about like kombucha.
And you're like,
and it's good for your gut.
Let me tell you everything about it. And you
probiotics, should know. Right? And then you're like, oh, you don't have kombucha. You know, it's like, dude, you just have been drinking kombucha for a fucking week. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. But there's this excitement that you have about it that turns in your ego, suddenly flips it into this thing where like, I know about this thing and you don't. Since you're not doing it, therefore I am above you. And it immediately turns into this, which is false completely, but
right.
your brain has this way of turning it into that, whether it's conscious or not.
Right.
And that's a very, very, very human thing. Even like with, you know, how many examples do we have of learning about new health things or whatever, and people are literally... They get angry with you. They resist it.
Yes.
And then eventually after they break and do it, they're like getting yelling at you for eating bread 3 years later or something.
Yeah.
Judging you for it.
Yeah.
So there's something about that where like humans are just, we want to do that with like new information that we learn.
Yeah.
So it's very natural.
So it's all about choosing the good thought and letting other people choose their thoughts. Let other people have their adventure. And the biggest thing from that, like, reprogramming about the Christian upbringing was, like, I thought I had to control or eliminate the unwanted, the things I saw in other people that made me feel bad. Again, it's just good or bad feelings. I was like, oh, I'm seeing these people do this, and it makes me feel bad. I should try to change them.
Yeah, right.
That was a big breakthrough for me because I was like, yo, bitch, you don't need to change them. Like, in fact... What's going to happen if you focus on trying to change someone is you're going to get more of the bad feelings.
We are having a personal experience where we tried to save people.
Right.
And it just came back to totally bite us in the ass. So,
yeah.
Because it didn't, you know, we went out of our way to do it, to try to change someone else's experience. And it really, like, it's up to them.
Yes.
You can help and offer energy and offer different things, but it's not your responsibility at the end of the day.
And again, it's about choosing the good feeling and not choosing the bad feeling. Like, there's so many issues that we have, a war on this, a war on that, right? Like, there's all these like political issues, like, oh, we're trying to end this and do that, and it's like those issues are actually expanding. They're actually getting bigger. It's crazy. When we look at what makes us feel bad, we want to try to manipulate it or control it. The goal is to instead do that little magical thing we do where we pivot into the thing that makes us feel good, choose a thought that makes us feel good. And what's going to happen then, babe, is you're going to, instead of control or manipulate, you're going to inspire. Coming from a place of, hey, bitch, I chose the good thought and I feel good, is going to inspire people to change. Rather than saying, oh, I see what you're doing. It makes me feel bad. I need to change you.
Hey.
And that's just going to create more of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
This was the biggest breakthrough for me. Because and I'm being super transparent and honest right now. Like, in the past, I literally tried to change people. A lot. And that was hard for me to face. I was like, damn, that was a self-betrayal. Because I was choosing to feel bad. And put my attention and money and eat from that buffet over and over. And then I was complaining of why my life wasn't the way I wanted it to be. So I hope this has inspired at least one person to be like, holy shit, queen, like I feel that. And even if you're already on this path of becoming like a higher vibrational person or feeling good, more often, I don't think it's going to be 100% of the time, right? You're still going to catch yourself feeling bad sometimes because, and it makes so much sense how we got there, because it would make logical sense. If you see something you don't like, you want to change it. But it's like, that's not, you can't get there from there.
Yeah.
That's the idea. So that was like the big, I don't even know what to call this episode now. It's just so simple.
Choose the good thought.
Choose the good thought. Think before you act. This is a phrase that a lot of people say.
Speak before you think.
But Abraham Hicks says, think, comma, then evaluate how that thought feels and what its value is, and practice that until you know you're in alignment with your higher self, and then act.
Yeah.
Yes. I think some other hacks, like, so let's say you get on this momentum train, you're like, Queen and Jedi, like, I started choosing the good thought and I got the momentum to go for like even an hour. Then I got 2 hours, and one day I did the whole afternoon. You're going to start to see your life change pretty fast. This shit was like immediate for me. And I can already feel myself, I'm talking about it to you, and I can already feel myself like slipping into my old ways. After doing it for 30 some years, like, it's going to take practice.
That's the big thing I always try to like remember.
Damn.
You spent 30, 20, 15 years, whatever, doing it, you know, building this kind of this other habit. Give yourself patience to break it and to make the new habit, because it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take years, probably. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Perfectly normal.
Enjoy the journey, because like I said, you might just get a random check in the mail. You might see things you never saw before. And then your art, which we need your art, is going to thrive based on these concepts. I mean, just me making my music projects and all these things has been me choosing to feel good all the time. It just so happens that it could have some commercial success like here and there. But for the most part, I'm just choosing what feels good to me. Yeah. And more, and choosing that more and more every project. And it's really fulfilling, I have to say. So some other hacks before we leave you today. This was a quick and hot and spicy one, okay? Gratitude before you receive something. Okay, once you get on that momentum and you're choosing the good thought, what really helps to speed up like your manifesting and your law of attraction is being like grateful for it before it comes. And I think that's the similar like pivot thing where you're so delusional that you're like, no, I already have like the mansion or the, I already have the car or the mansion, whatever it is that you're desiring, right? Or the boyfriend, like we keep using the same examples. Having gratitude for it before it shows up is huge. Finding things, she gave an exercise in the book. We'll leave you with this. Find things in your vicinity to appreciate, right? So let's say before you go to bed, you like touch your bed sheets and your pillows and you're like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for these. I just love the way it feels on my skin. Set an intention to sleep well. Yeah. And when you awaken in the morning, all refreshed and shit, lay there in appreciation for like 5 minutes before you touch your phone. Just lay in bed and you're just like, oh my God, I love this. I love that I have a roof over my head, like this job I'm going to, or this project I'm working on. I'm going to see my friends later. And then like have a shower and eat breakfast and refresh yourself even more. And then meditate, bitch. Do like a 5 or 10 minute meditation. And then list out like 5 things that you're grateful for, like write them in a journal, and then spend the whole rest of the day choosing the good feeling thought. I think this is going to be the only way for us to get to the life that we envision. At least for me, this is my assignment for myself. I'm not even telling you have to do this. If you want to join me on my journey, please. But this is the meat and the potatoes.
I'm just trying not to sneeze.
Oh,
sorry. I'm struggling.
Well, thank you for being here with us, even though we are a little under the weather. I hope y'all are having a beautiful week, and we will be sure to come at you next time with some juicy material. I love y'all. See you soon.